Wisconsin Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold are part of a bipartisan group co-sponsoring a resolution to ratify the compact. The U.S.-Canadian agreement partly aims to make it harder to divert Great Lakes water out of the Great Lakes Basin. Governor Jim Doyle is helping lobby Congress for the measure. But ever since all the Great Lakes states voted for the compact, and Republican presidential candidate John McCain announced his support, opposition from other parts of the country has been muted. Peter Annan is the author of the book Great Lakes Water Wars. He says members of Congress from outside the Midwest may have a hard time objecting to the compact.
It's important to realize that politicians in the Great Lakes region sign off on important water legislation in the West in particular all the time. And there's really never been a regional opposition from the Great Lakes region to water projects in the West. And I think one of the issues for Western politicians here, for example, and those in the Southeast, is whether they're in a position to pick a water fight with the richest water region in North America. And I think the answer there is no.
Annan acknowledges that some free market advocates have expressed their concern about limiting large amounts of water from moving around the country. But he says in recent decades, more water supply managers have adopted the idea that people should be living within the water budgets of their home watershed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.